Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and servant in the Lord, Radio Reformer, am in studio to present Proposition Number 58. And to date, we've not heard from the Joint College of African American Bishops. We've not heard from their leader. We've not heard from any of their staff members. We've not heard from any of the scarlet robes. We've not heard from any of the pointy heads. We haven't heard from anybody. The number here is 646-564-9730. 646-564-9730. And we want to invite Mr. J. Delano Ellis and his band of clowns, Episcopal clowns, to call the broadcast. Don't be offended, Mr. Ellis. Don't be offended. If you dress like a clown, you'll be called a clown. Don't be offended. I didn't tell you to put on those clown outfits. You and three other men went down to Philadelphia to get vestments and Episcopal insignia. There in your little book. I was nowhere to be found when you made that decision to go get that junk, that clown wear. Well, here we are. Here we are. Proposition number 58, position 58. And it reads like this. The fostering of spiritual adultery and spiritual lesbianism by the Joint College of African American Bishops proves that this institution drinks from the golden cup filled with the abominations and filthiness of Rome's fornication. Again, let me read this. The fostering of spiritual adultery and spiritual lesbianism by the Joint College of African American Bishops proves that this institution drinks from the golden cup filled with the abominations and filthiness of Rome's fornication. Well, my brothers and sisters, this is based on Revelation chapter 17, verse 4. Revelation chapter 17, verse 4, and it says, "And the woman was arrayed in purple and in scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication." There you have it. There you have it. Now, let me break down proposition number 58. It says, the fostering of spiritual adultery. Well, how does the Joint College of African American Bishops foster spiritual adultery? Well, every time it ordains a male bishop and enthrones him and elevates him to that office, according to Roman Catholic canon law, that male bishop is marrying his church. Well, there's a problem. The church is supposed to be the bride of Christ. By marrying a bishop to the local church, that is spiritual adultery, because the church is supposed to be exclusively married to Jesus. That's what it says in Revelation 19. It says the bride, meaning the universal church, the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ, have made herself ready for the wedding of the Lamb, and unto her was given that she should be arrayed in white. Well, if you look at the members of the Joint College of Bishops, every time they're elevated, every time they participate in an enthronement, every time they're consecrated to bishop, they're made bishop, consecrated to the bishopric, they are given purple and scarlet garments, purple and scarlet vestments. Yes, look on YouTube and you'll see that the colors are purple and scarlet. Well, those are the same colors here of the woman, according to Revelation 17:4, the woman called the Harlot Church. The woman was arrayed in purple and in scarlet, but she was also decked out with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. So I would contend that since John 3:28 through 31 and 2 Corinthians 11 verse 2 and Ephesians chapter 4 verses, or rather chapter 5 verses 23 and following, talk about Christ being married to the church, I would contend that every time a bishop is elevated according to Rome now, according to Roman Catholic canon law, as Mr. J. Delano Ellis does, every time he ordains a male bishop to the bishopric, according to canon law, he is indeed marrying that bishop to the local church. That, my friends, is spiritual adultery. But then, when Mr. Ellis does the same with a woman, when he takes a female bishop and elevates her, takes a female candidate to the bishopric, and enthrones that female, and elevates that female, and consecrates that female to the office of the bishop, then he is marrying that female bishop to the church. And if the church is feminine, and the female bishop is feminine, then you have spiritual lesbianism. That's what you have. Now, by fostering spiritual adultery, which is marrying a male bishop to a female church, and spiritual lesbianism, a female bishop to a female church, the Joint College of African American Bishops proves that this institution drinks from the golden cup filled with the what? The abominations and filthiness of Rome's fornication. That's Revelation 17, verse 4. You see, my brothers and sisters, the Church of Rome is the great harlot. In fact, she's more than the great harlot. According to verse 5, I'll read to you verse 5. It says, and upon her forehead, meaning the Church of Rome, was written Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations in the earth. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the Church of Rome, the Roman Catholic Church, of whom the Joint College of African American Bishops claim to succeed from, since they claim apostolic succession through Augustine of Canterbury, who was dispatched by Rome. Oh, they're all in bed. They're all in bed. They're all in bed. They're in bed with the Roman Catholic Church, is the Joint College. Well, it is the Roman Catholic Church that has the golden cup in its hands. It is that golden cup that is lifted up every time it celebrates the Mass. It is that golden cup full of abominations. Now, what are the abominations? Well, the word abomination here in the New Testament, the word abomination is the Greek word delugma, and delugma means generally all those things which are detestable to God. All those things. And what are some of the things in the Bible that are detestable to God? What is detestable to God? Well, idolatry is detestable to God. Idolatry is one of those abominations. Licentiousness is one of those abominations. Abominable impurity is one of those abominations. What is an abominable impurity? What is licentiousness? Well, let's talk about lesbianism. Let's talk about homosexuality. You see, the great harlot of Revelation does not practice physical harlotry. You see, the Church of Rome does not operate a bordello per se and brings in johns per se and takes in money per se, like a madam would if she was operating a whorehouse. No. It's spiritual. Spiritual adultery. She's the mother of harlots. The mother of harlots. Thus, we can argue that if her cup is full of abominations, then her cup is full of what? What are some of the abominations of the Old Testament? Homosexuality. Well, Rome is known for homosexuality. It's known, prevalent. And isn't it a wonder that homosexuality is springing in the African American church? It's springing up. And isn't it a wonder that lesbianism is springing up in the African American church? But more than that, the lesbianism and the homosexuality is even deeper than that. Because there are men and women in the African American church who are practicing and open homosexuals. They are. They're practicing open lesbianism. That's true. But in a spiritual sense, you see, we're talking spiritual now. Every time J. Delano Ellis ordains a man to the bishopric and says, we've done so according to Roman Catholic canon law, it's an abomination. Why? Well, because one, he's promoting spiritual adultery. He's taking the bride of Christ and marrying it off to some man. Every time J. Delano Ellis and the Joint College of Bishops elevates a woman according to canon law, church law, as he said to this woman in this videotape, that's spiritual lesbianism. The Church of Rome marries off its bishops to its local church, to its diocese. That's lesbianism. The bride is female. The bride of Christ is female. And the female bishop is obviously female. You marry a female to a female, that's lesbianism. That's same-sex marriage. Is it any wonder that the woman pictured in Revelation, the harlot, has a cup full of abominations? Well, what's one of the abominations? Homosexuality, lesbianism. You read the Old Testament. God says a man should not lie down with a man as with a woman. That is an abomination. It is confusion. A woman shall not lie down with another woman as she would with a man, for that is an abomination. That is confusion. You see, as we come to the end of time, the cup gets filled with abominations, and Rome becomes the mother of harlots. She becomes the mother of harlots. Harlotry, spiritual harlotry. The people of God, the Old Testament saints, were accused of spiritual harlotry. James says in James chapter 4, the Apostle James does, in James chapter 4, verse 4, you adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? You are running after the world. You are a spiritual adulterer. You're supposed to be running after God. You're supposed to be pursuing God, not the things of this world. Thus, those who pursue the world and neglect to pursue and follow after God are committing spiritual adultery. Those who sign up to be bishops, those who walk around for 1 year calling themselves bishop-elect, those in the church who seek to be elevated and enthroned a la Rome are committing spiritual adultery. And if you're a female, it's spiritual lesbianism. It is what it is. And I've read it to you. We're in Roman Catholic canon law. When a bishop gets ordained and he gets the ring, they put the ring on his finger. That's a marriage ceremony, in case you didn't know. But you see, in Revelation 17, she's called Mystery Babylon. It's a mystery religion. Only the initiates really know what's going on. The crowd is kept in the dark. Mr. Ellis, would you like to respond to everything I've just said? Mr. Ellis, the number here is 646-564-9730. So once again, what is an abomination? The Greek word delugma says everything that is detestable to God. What is it? What falls under that category? Idolatry. You worship a man, you worship something, you bow before an idol, you kiss an idol, according to Hosea chapter 13, verse 2, and according to 1 Kings 19:18, I'm giving you the scriptures, folks. I am giving you the scriptures. God said to the prophet Elijah, I have 7,000 who have not bowed their knee nor kissed Baal. In this videotape, you see Bishop Ellis bowing before the newly ordained bishop and kissing her ring. Mr. Ellis encourages the other bishops who are in attendance to follow suit, to come up, to line up, to bow before this new bishop and kiss the ring. My brothers and sisters, that is 1 Kings 19:18. I have 7,000 who have yet to bow before Baal, bend the knee, and kiss Baal. Idolatry is an abomination. That's what you have here. That's what's in the golden cup, idolatry. But more than that, this woman who was just ordained was given an episcopal ring. When you receive an episcopal ring, according to Rome, you are being married to your church. This female bishop is female. And the bride of Christ is female. When you married the bride of Christ to this woman, spiritually speaking, that's adultery plus lesbianism. Why adultery? Because the church has been espoused, has been contracted, has been made engaged to Christ. And when you marry the church off to somebody else other than Christ, as Paul says, I've espoused you to Christ that I may present you as a chaste virgin. That's 2 Corinthians 11:2. This is spiritual lesbianism. And what lesbianism falls into the same category as idolatry. They're both classified as what? As an abomination. You see, the fostering of spiritual adultery, the fostering of the marrying of a male bishop to Christ's church is spiritual adultery. The marrying of a female bishop to Christ's church is spiritual lesbianism. You take both those things, plus the bowing before the new bishop and kissing their episcopal ring, which is idolatry. You take those three things and you put them in the cup. And that's why it says in Revelation 17, verse 4, she has a cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness. Now, the word filthiness is an interesting word because it means without cleanness. Filthiness means without cleanness. It's a Greek word. It has an A prefix, a negative A prefix, which means without. And katharotes, which means cleanness. Akatharotes or akarates means without cleanness, without cleanness. In other words, something that's unclean, something that's super filthy, something that is super filthy. So this woman has a cup in her hands, does this apostate church, and it's super filled with super filthiness of her what? Fornication. And the word fornication, porneia, has everything to do with all kinds of sexual perversion. Porneia, the Greek word porneia, has everything to do. That word fornication is porneia, and it has to do with lewdness, sexual sins, sexual perversions of any kind. And there you have it. You have the adultery, which is a sexual perversion. You have lesbianism, a sexual perversion. You have homosexuality, sexual perversion. And you see, the cup is full of abominations and filthiness of her sexual perversions. This is Mystery Babylon. Now, here is Mr. J. Delano Ellis. Here is Mr. Ellis. And here he is doing the ring ceremony for this female bishop. Here it is.
Her ring, a symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishops. She is one among all of us. This is her ring, symbol of authority. And we respect her truthfully. You don't really grab.
He says we respect her truthfully, but that's not the way you respect a person truthfully. That's respecting a person erroneously, because you're not supposed to bow before anyone like he's about to do, and you don't kiss their ring finger or their ring. That's 1 Kings 19:18. That's bowing before Baal and kissing the ring.
You don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on. Get it on. You get it on. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. That's your way of saying, I honor you.
But we're supposed to honor the Lord. And by honoring her that way, we dishonor the Lord. We dishonor his word. First and foremost, we're supposed to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. We're supposed to honor his gospel. So notice, he just married her off, in case you didn't know, and I informed you, that spiritual lesbian, this is a woman. Not that this woman is a lesbian. No, I'm not saying she's a lesbian. God forbid that I should say that. We're not talking about a physical act here. It's a spiritual act. Let me emphasize that. I'm emphasizing a spiritual act. She was just married off. She was just married off. To whom, you say? Well, to the church. And how do we know that? Well, Mr. Ellis qualified this whole ceremony because he says, we have done so according to church or canon law. Now, you're not going to find this. You're not going to find this practice in church law. We're not talking about Pentecostal church law. Pentecostals don't do this. Roman Catholics do this. Anglicans do this. But not God's people. God's people, the Church of Jesus Christ, we don't marry. We don't do this stuff. We don't put rings on pastors. This is not a Pentecostal thing. This is a Roman Catholic thing. And notice, a bishop, a Roman Catholic bishop, always gets his ring on the day of his elevation, the day of his enthronement, the day when he's officially recognized as bishop. And the Roman Catholic canon law states that this signifies, the ring signifies his marriage to his church and his diocese. Now, if Mr. Ellis is following the pattern, the template, the playbook of the Roman Catholic Church, and he's just ordained a woman, what is he doing? He's marrying her off to the bride of Christ. That's two problems. One problem is the bride is for Jesus, not for any man, not for any woman. That's the first problem. That's the first serious implication. By marrying this female bishop off to the church, that's spiritual adultery. But then we have to take into account that the genders, the bishop is female, the church is female. The church will always be female. Jesus never marries a male church. It's the bride and the bridegroom. You read Revelation 19, the bride has made herself ready for the wedding of the Lamb. The bridegroom is about to show up. You have a bridegroom and a bride. You always have a male and a female. You don't have two females and you don't have two males. So now by marrying this woman off to the church, not only is it spiritual adultery, because nobody's supposed to be marrying the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, but now you complicate matters by having a woman marry a woman. A female bishop married the church, spiritually speaking, and committing spiritual lesbianism. Now you complicate matters by telling us that now we must salute her by doing an idolatrous act. What is the idolatrous act? Well, we have to bow before her like Mr. Ellis is doing, and we have to kiss her ring like Mr. Ellis is doing. But that's idolatry. That's outright idolatry. I wrote about that in my book, Nehushtan Church Bishops, where men are being worshipped as gods. Bishops are being made gods. Little gods. Phony gods. Fake gods. Do nothing, know nothing gods. Gods nonetheless for people to worship. Here it is again.
And collegiality with her fellow bishop. She is one among all of us. This is her ring, symbol of authority. And we respect her truthfully. You don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. That's your way of saying, I honor you. You don't just reach your hand out to shake hands with a bishop. You let a bishop extend his or her hand first.
Teach, bishop.
Oh, I didn't know that. Just run up, how you bishop? Put your hand down and just speak. And, you know, gentlemen with class know when she extends her hand with that ring, we just simply salute her by kissing the ring.
That's idolatry. That's paganism. And that's why Rome's cup, the mother hearted church, has a golden cup in her hands full of abominations and filthiness of her fornications. Everything spiritually nasty is going on with the Church of Rome. And Mr. J. Delano Ellis is perpetuating and peddling this gospel, this filthiness, this corruption, this perversion, this leaven in the African-American church. So once again, I read to you proposition number 58. The fostering of spiritual adultery and spiritual lesbianism by the Joint College of African American Bishops proves that this institution drinks from the golden cup filled with the abominations and filthiness of Rome's fornication. And there you have the scriptures. And yet, no response from the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus, J. Delano Ellis. And I will be back tomorrow with proposition number 59, and I will be back on Monday with proposition number 60. Because we're going to keep putting them up. I'm going to keep punching this organization right in the kisser, And if they don't respond, if they don't counter punch, if they don't block, if they say nothing, I'm just going to keep pummeling them until I land 95 punches right to their Episcopal face. God bless you, saints. Love you in Jesus. I'll be back tomorrow. You can count on that.